It's the middle of March. The wind is running 30 miles an hour, the grass is dry as paper, and you look west and see smoke. 2 hours later, that fire has crossed four sections and it's headed for your calving pasture. What's your plan?
And for most of us, that's the moment we start making one. Fire moves a lot faster than a plan does.
So that's what we're getting into today. Wildfire. Not as a news story, but as a risk that belongs in your plan right next to drought and cattle prices. I'm here today with John Hewlett, a ranch and farm management extension specialist with the University of Wyoming and a member of the Right Risk team. Can you explain? Just how bad has this year been?
In the first few months of 2026, wildfires burned more than 1 million acres across Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Nebraska alone lost over 800,000 acres, and the Morrill Fire took more than 600,000 of those by itself. In June, the South Fork Fire burned close to 40,000 acres near Fort Robinson. And as of August 11th, Colorado wildfires had burned more than 235,000 acres.
Big numbers. But I know a lot of our listeners are thinking, that's a Western problem, a mountain problem, somebody else's problem.
I hear that a lot. But folks at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln went back through two decades of fire records on the Great Plains. They compared the 10 years running up to 1994 against the 10 years running up to 2014. Burned acreage tripled. The number of fires went from about 33 a year to 117.
And yet, most ranch risk plans don't mention fire at all.
Most skip it. We plan for drought. We plan for a bad market. Fire we treat like lightning hitting the house. It's rare and it's severe. And that combination makes it easy to put off. You don't control the spark either. A power line starts it. Equipment throws one. A neighbor's burn gets away, and here's the part that stings. Most of what burns on rangeland isn't insured. Standing grass carries no policy. Neither do most fences.
When folks picture a fire loss, they picture black ground.
And the black ground is usually the smallest piece of it. A loss estimate that'll hold up has three layers. First is direct physical loss. Cattle, fence, gates, corrals, working facilities, equipment, buildings. Fence is usually the biggest line. Miles of wire add up fast at today's prices, and that's before you pay anybody to build it. Best estimate we have is the 2026 Nebraska fires destroyed about $96 million in fencing.
$96 million, just in fence.
Just in fence. Second is indirect operating losses, and those often run bigger than the first layer. Surviving cows still eat, so you're buying feed and hauling it until grass carries stock again. Grazing lease income stops. Hunting lease stops with it. Smoke-injured animals sell at a discount or get cold weeks later. Burned range can also come back with noxious weeds, so now you're spraying for two or three seasons.
And almost nobody has that in the budget.
Almost nobody. Third is asset loss. Put a burned ranch next to a comparable unburned one and the burned place may appraise for less. Time to recover, ground you can't use, improvements that are just gone. In a lot of loss packages, the forage line comes out bigger than the cattle line. The grass is the factory. The cattle are just the inventory.
So losing the grass is losing the thing that makes you money in the first place.
And it doesn't stop at the grass. Once that cover burns off, the ground is bare. First hard rain, and some of that topsoil can start moving toward the creek. That slows the forage coming back, and the silt can end up in somebody's hay meadow downstream.
Speaking of forage coming back, everybody says plains grass is built to burn and comes back stronger. True?
True, with a catch. Our grasses keep their growing points below the soil, so fire doesn't necessarily kill them. When the rain comes, burned range can green up very well. When the rain comes,
and severe fires often come with dry conditions.
Wildfire and drought tend to travel together, and each one makes the other worse. Nebraska's drought through winter and spring turned the grass into perfect fuel, and that same drought slows the green up afterward. So the common guidance is to rest burned ground 1 to 2 full growing seasons, then come back in steps. You might run a fraction of your normal numbers at first and build back over 3 or 4 years.
So how does a producer know when to bring cattle back?
Tie it to what you can measure, not the calendar. Residual cover, forage production, range condition, and pencil your options out ahead of time. Restock, lease grass elsewhere, sell down. Treat each as a multi-year cash flow, not a one-year hit. Don't decide in the smoke.
Because whatever you decide in the smoke, you may live with for 3 years. Let's talk money. Where does recovery money come from?
Usually one of three places: insurance, a federal program, or somebody who's liable for starting it. And they all run on the same thing: records.
Paper.
The paper trail is the claim, and you need it from both sides of the fire. Beforehand, that's dated cattle inventories backed by birth records or receipts, 2 or 3 years of financials and tax returns, written leases, stocking rate history, and your insurance schedule. Fire erases fence and scatters cattle. Those papers prove what you had that morning.
And after?
Collect evidence before you clean up, which is hard because your instinct is to start fixing things. Photograph and video everything with dates and locations before you dispose of anything. Write down the number, kind, type, and weight range of livestock lost. Keep rendering truck receipts, plus receipts for feed, hauling, water, and equipment rental. Get third-party verification where you can. Then keep a running log: hours, miles, calls, agency contacts.
That's tedious when you're worn out.
It is, but with no documents, the claim gets built on generalities, and those get discounted hard.
What programs should people know about?
USDA has several, and each has its own paperwork and its own clock. The Livestock Indemnity Program pays on death loss above normal mortality, and it helps when injured animals sell for less. Then there's ELAP, which stands for Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish. Mouthful, I know. What matters is that it covers grazing and feed loss, and it can help with hauling feed, water, and livestock. For 2026 losses, the notice of loss and application for both programs are due March 1st, 2027.
So, if somebody had losses this spring...
March 1st on the calendar today. Rebuilding eats your whole summer and fall, and that deadline does not move.
What about the fence?
The Emergency Conservation Program cost shares removal, fence repair and replacement, and water facility work. Cost share just means the government covers part and you cover part, but it runs county by county, and each county opens its own application window. If your county burns, call FSA in the first couple weeks. Don't assume the window will wait.
Is that everything?
Not even close. Depending on the fire, there might be state money, a special conservation sign-up through NRCS, emergency haying and grazing on CRP ground, neighbors donating grass, or emergency loans and loan servicing. It changes with every disaster, so call your local USDA service center early and ask what else is open.
Anything folks tend to miss?
Taxes. Call your advisor before year end. Selling cattle you never planned to sell carries tax consequences, and so does the money coming back.
All right. Somebody's driving down the road right now with no fire near them. What should they actually do this week?
4 things, and none cost much. 1, get your records current and a copy off the place. Cloud, safe deposit box, your daughter's house in town. Records that burn with the shop help no one. 2, write a wildfire page into your grazing plan. Set destocking triggers ahead of time, meaning you decide today what has to happen before you start selling. Map your water and your ways out. List who you call. 3. Check your insurance once a year against what replacement really costs now. 4. Manage your fuel where you can. Prescribed burning helped crews contain the 128,000-acre Cottonwood fire this spring.
And if somebody wants to run the numbers before anything happens,
RightRisk has free tools for that at rightrisk.org. The Risk Scenario Planning Tool helps you frame a restock or destock decision when you don't know how it'll turn out. The Multi-Temporal Risk Analyzer handles longer questions like what a 3 or 4 year grazing deferment does to your cash flow.
Let me pull this together. Wildfire isn't somebody else's problem anymore. Burned acreage on the Great Plains tripled in 20 years, and most ranch plans still skip it. Second, the fire isn't the whole loss. Feed bills, lost lease income, weeds, erosion, and one or two seasons of rest can add up well beyond what burned.
And then those costs show up over years, not weeks.
And third, your records are your claim. If it isn't written down, photographed, or receipted, it gets discounted.
Which is why the cheapest thing you can do is the boring thing. Update the inventory. Save a copy off the place. Write down your triggers. You can't stop the spark, but you can decide ahead of time what you do the day after.
Don't decide in the smoke. Tools, past issues, and a lot more are waiting at rightrisk.org. Thanks for riding along.